Tell it, tell it, sing it, sing it, let the joy bells ring it, o'er and o'er evermore, tell and sing the news.
Welcome to the Pastor's Heart. Dr. Craig Bush is pastor of the Grace Baptist Church in Kearneysville, West Virginia. Dr. Bush has been preaching, counseling, and encouraging people since 1980. Let his 4+ decades of experience help you today. We pray the Lord will use this time to keep you encouraged in your spiritual life. Join us now as we dive into some practical thoughts and truths from God's Word.
Hello, friend. Welcome to the Pastor's Heart Broadcast. This is Pastor Craig Bush, your host, and I want to encourage you today with a thought from God's Word. In Matthew chapter 5, I'm going to quickly read verses 38 through 48. You've heard that it hath been said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But I say unto you that ye resist not evil, but whomsoever shall smite thee on your right cheek, turn to him the other also. And if any man will sue thee at the law and take away thy coat, let him have thy cloak also. And whosoever shall compel thee to go a mile, go with him twain. Give to him that asketh thee, and from him that would borrow of thee, turn not away. Ye have heard that it hath been said, thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thine enemy. But I say unto you, love your enemies. Bless them that curse you. Do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you, that ye may be the children of your Father which is in heaven. For he maketh his sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sendeth rain on the just and the unjust. For if ye love them which love you, what reward have ye? Do not even the publicans the same? And if ye salute your brethren only, what do ye more than others? Do not even the publicans so? Be therefore perfect, even as your Father, which is in heaven, is perfect. It's a wonderful thing and a tremendous blessing to have great friends. God has blessed me with some amazing friends. God has spoiled me with some of the greatest people in the world as friends. Here is the neat part of it. I get to choose my friends in this life. One of the blessings of friendship is, and it's one of the few, if not the only, one of the only relationships in life that you choose. Here's a thought that I want you to understand. You do not choose your enemy. I have enemies, but I have not chosen them. They chose me. I have enemies, but I am no one's enemy. In other words, I've decided to be an enemy to no one. I cannot control who hates me or who wants to be my enemy, but I can choose to never be someone else's enemy. Being an enemy is as much a choice as being a friend is. Having an enemy is not your choice. God does not hold me accountable for how others treat or think of me. He does hold me accountable for how I treat others. We can still live peaceably in spite of having an enemy. I may not be able to stop my enemy from doing evil to me, but I do not ever need to be guilty of doing evil to my enemy. I can live peaceably within my own heart and life and not become an enemy to my enemy. God has much to say about this. I'm going to try very quickly here. I have about 10 or 12 statements I want to give you very quickly. I'm not going to have time to develop this, but I hope you understand it today. How do you live peaceably with an enemy? Number one, God tells us to love them. This isn't easy, and it's not natural, but God commands us to love our enemy. God says that lost people love people that they love. Psalm 119:165, great peace have they which love thy law, nothing shall offend them. We should not be offended by our enemy. We can love them without being loved back. Number two, as a Christian, I need to be as much like Christ as I can be. 1 John 4:17, John 14:12, Philippians 2:5, John 20:21. Jesus loved those who hated him, and he gave his life for them. Jesus didn't strike back with evil with those who hated him, neither should we. Number three, we are not to retaliate nor seek revenge. Romans chapter 12, verses 14, 17, and 19. That means that we should not want our enemy to suffer. We need to learn to ask God to remove the evil, but not the evildoer. I have someone who hates me. They probably would be considered an enemy. They would consider me their enemy, which is fine. But recently, they went through a hard time. I sat here at my desk, wrote out a letter of how I was praying for them because I know their hearts hurt right now. How that they're going through this tough time, and I wanted them to know that I was praying for them. You say, why'd you do that? Because I was loving my enemy. They still hurt. Number four, we overcome evil with good. Romans 12, 21. Matthew 5, 45. By the way, God takes care of the needs of those that hate him. Romans 12, 20. Make sure your enemy has food and clothing. By the way, we overcome evil with good. That doesn't mean that you have to do good to the evildoer. God just says, go do good. You may not be able to do good to the evildoer, but you can go do good. Number five, live by principle, and that principle being, I will not attack. Too many people want to defend themselves. I have to learn how to stand without defending myself. Number six, I'm not to take another Christian to court or a court of law. 1 Corinthians 6, 1 through 8. We're not supposed to be suing one another. Be careful getting involved in business deals with other Christians. If you're going to set the precedence before of what the standards are going to be and the rules by which you're going to work and follow those and don't go outside those. Number seven, do not look at criticism or attacks as personal. Realize that the person attacking is broken, not bad. You know, if my truck has a broken part on it, I don't ask somebody to drive it off a cliff. I take it to go get it fixed. When my enemy attacks, I see someone who's broken, not someone who needs destroyed. I have to hurry here. Number eight, don't let love be based on the object. Love is based on the lover. Next, number nine, we should not desire things or positions. Don't be a position seeker. Realize that somebody who wants a position doesn't hate you, or if they do, let them have it. They can have the position. You stay right. Number 10, realize that your critic doesn't know all that you know. Realize people don't know everything you know, and maybe they don't need to know everything you know. And don't criticize them for knowing or not knowing. Number 11, don't have a lot of unplanned or unscheduled time with an enemy. Don't sit down and just talk about it. Don't talk about someone who hates you. Don't talk about the hurt. Don't talk about the pain. Number 12, don't live with what I call an unplanned or an unscheduled temper. Just losing it at the drop of a hat because there's a lot of pressure. No, you don't have to live this way. You must learn to live by principle. And this is how you will learn to love your enemy and live peaceably with enemies. Let's have a great day today. And let's give God a great day. From the Pastor's Heart, this is Pastor Craig Bush.
Thank you for listening to the Pastor's Heart. We hope this broadcast has been a help to you. If you would like to hear more of Dr. Bush's messages or learn more about Grace Baptist Church, visit gracebaptistwv.com. That's gracebaptistwv.com. Let's go out and change eternity today.
Tell and sing the news.